I'm Jared Lister.
Choosing the right home loan specialist is just as important as choosing the right home to buy. Jared chose Stacy Borhoe from Busey Bank.
My wife and I were looking for the perfect home. You can't have a pre-approval for a year and a half. It doesn't work that way. But our search took a year and a half, and we found the perfect home. There were other interested parties that we could potentially lose the house to, so I needed to act fast. Called Stacy, and within an hour, we were at her office getting a pre-approval letter, made the offer, and closed a month later. It was a very, very smooth transaction, and we couldn't be more happy.
Buying a home? Call Stacy Borhoe from Busey Bank.
Definitely a great choice. She's professional. She's always available, comforting when you're stressed out and wondering if you're doing the right thing, nervous about the entire process. She's very reassuring.
And Jared's favorite part about working with Stacy?
Just a hell of a good interest rate.
Hi, I'm Stacy Borhoe. I'll be here with you from start to finish, and I'll work as hard as I can to make sure you're taking advantage of everything that's available to you. Before you buy a home, call me. It's free, there's no risk, and no obligation.
Call Stacy at 303-1542. That's 303-1542.
Business. Industry. Community.
And there's the president. He's coming out. He came out first. I see Aaron Shack with him. I see Ray LaHood with him.
Family. Leadership.
The Peoria of today is in much better shape than the Peoria of 25 years ago.
It's everything that makes Peoria, Peoria. It's in the neighborhood.
Welcome to In the Neighborhood on 1470 WMBD with your hosts, Tim Johnson and Stacy Borhoe. Tim is a realtor with Traders Realty, and Stacy is a mortgage lender at Busey Bank. And together, they have their finger on the heartbeats of the heartland. Each week at this time, they sit down with the people who move the Peoria area. People in your community that lead organizations, businesses, and government. These are the people in your neighborhood. You'll learn who they are, what they're involved in, and why. It's In the Neighborhood with Tim Johnson and Stacy Borhoe.
Hi, Stacy.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
Doing great. I'm really excited about today's show. I have my friends coming on from the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and I actually just got accepted onto the Make-A-Wish Regional Council this summer.
That's great.
So I've attended one meeting. They're only quarterly, but I also got to help steer some people in regards to one of the wishes to some people that I knew that would possibly be able to make it help. So it's that impact of helping kids celebrate life that makes a difference.
That's cool. Let's roll.
Good morning. I have my friend Janet Glavin and Hector Martinez with us this morning. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So we're going to talk about the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and we'll start with Janet. Janet, tell us a little bit about yourself. When did you get started in the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Sure. I've been with the Make-A-Wish Foundation for about 8 years now, and I'm the community relations manager. So I got started when the foundation was working to expand their presence, and we've been granting wishes in Illinois for 25 years. So we've been growing and growing and growing until now we're up to the point we're granting 765 wishes in a year in Illinois.
So a little bit about yourself before we dive into the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Did you grow up around here?
I did grow up in Peoria, and I went to Peoria High School. Then I moved away for college, and I came back here when I got married about 17 years ago. Time flies.
Time flies in children?
I have my husband Dennis and I have a daughter, Anna, who's 9. Keeps us very busy.
That's awesome.
What drew you to the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Children. Children are really the inspiration for the foundation, but it's pretty hard to have a bad day when you get to meet the families that we work with and the volunteers. Also, we're a very volunteer-driven organization, and just that connection to the communities is really inspiring.
Tell us a little bit about the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Well, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, we grant wishes to children with life-threatening medical conditions. And just like our mission says, we do that to enrich the human experience with hope and strength and joy. So it's a really unique mission. We do one thing. We grant wishes to children that are battling serious life-threatening illness. And really, we've been doing this. The inspiration for the Make-A-Wish Foundation started with a little boy who has roots in the Kewaunee area. His name was Chris Gracious. And you might remember the show Chips, California Highway Patrol, that was on. He was inspired by all things kind of police officer focused. And he was living in Phoenix, Arizona at the time and battling leukemia, 7 years old then. And there were some of his friends and family members and area police force who were friends with him, got a bunch of folks together, and they created a special day just for Chris, and they made him an official state trooper. And there's a great picture of Chris that we'll share with you. But he had a little tiny uniform. They called him the Bubblegum Trooper. He got an official state trooper badge, went on a police car ride, had a special motorcycle, and just kind of the inspiration, how they saw how that lifted Chris's spirits in a really difficult time in his battle. And from that experience, the people involved with Chris's wish started the foundation. And since that time, Make-A-Wish, it just really caught fire around the country and now around the world. And now the Make-A-Wish Foundation is the world's largest wish-granting organization.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, good morning. I want to tell you about myself, but I want to plug for all the listeners out there. Later in the interview, we're going to talk in detail about the second annual 5K Run for Wishes, which is Saturday, August 20th. Janet and I met through nonprofit work, volunteer, a local organization, and we really enjoyed working together, and we had a lot of success in what we did. So we ended up both working for nonprofits, and she still is, and I've been doing lots of volunteer, which is kind of an understatement. This is my second interview today, but I'm very happy to do it, especially when I have the time. And so I really love kids, and so Make-A-Wish was just a great fit, and Janet asked me, so it couldn't have been a better person to ask me to get involved with Make-A-Wish. And after a few years, I became, well, I was a wish granter when I started volunteering. As a wish granter, you basically commit 2 years to Make-A-Wish of Illinois chapter, and then you try to complete 3 wishes a year for children. And we try to get, you know, volunteers to do more if possible and stay longer. Of course, it's difficult, people trying to find the time and everything, but it's a great volunteer opportunity, and it's so rewarding to help these kids.
How much time does it take to provide that service?
The time really depends on the children, the child, and the wish that you're trying to grant. In general, you're going to meet with the child about 3 or 4 times, and then you're going to spend some time doing some paperwork, submitting that to the Illinois chapter. They actually do most of the work, which is great, especially on a trip. When a trip is requested, they do most of the work to fulfill the wish. And as a wish granter, what we try to do is provide some more value and entice the wish, make it more exciting, and personalize it based on what we've learned from the child and the child's family. So, for example, we'll go in there and we'll contact the family, find out that they can meet on a certain date. And you always go with a team member. So there's a partner of a team of 2 people. So you ask for a meeting. You get together. You meet the child. And then you sit down and you ask a lot of questions in a kind of a relaxed interview, getting to know the kid. He might or she might want you to visit their bedroom and show you around, or have you meet the family pets and things like that. And then you fill out, you know, the questionnaire, just finding out what they like, what colors, what food, what shows, what music, what excites them, all to really try to find out then what their real wish is. And then also an alternative. So in case that their first wish is, say, $1 million, and we know that we can't grant that, that hopefully then we can find a second wish, you know. Actually, 2 real good wishes that they would be happy with.
So you started out as a wish granter?
Yeah, and then I'm still granting wishes. I have about 3 pending. And the nice thing, too, as a volunteer, you fit the wishes in when they work in your schedule. So if a certain time of the year you might be traveling or it doesn't work well for you, you just don't take a wish on. But then when you do take a wish on, you want to try to meet with the family within 2 weeks, and then, of course, fill out the paperwork and send it in to Make-A-Wish. And then depending on the wish, it might be 6 months, 8 months down the road, and it might take a little while to finally get everything together. I have probably one of the longest wishes that's trying to get fulfilled. because of the little girl having to go back into the hospital several times in surgery and things, their condition, you know, again, is life-threatening, and that sometimes means they have to go in for some surgery, and they'll be kind of out of commission. So you can't just schedule a wish to happen and then the child not be available. So one wish I have going on has been about 3 years. So, but we finally have all the paperwork done and everything, and it should happen next year.
What's your position now?
Oh, I am the wish captain, so now I oversee all the wish granters in the area and still grant wishes too.
So how big is the area that we're talking about that your region is?
Our region covers quite a few counties in central Illinois, about 8. Is that right? Yep. Janet's giving me the yes.
Okay. So is that northern Illinois? Is that pretty much?
Basically Peoria and the surrounding area.
Okay.
We have other groups of wish granters, say like in Bloomington Normal area, that might handle those, and up north, you know. So I oversee with Janet wish granters around here. Then we have wish captains in different parts of Illinois to oversee all the wishes in other parts.
So, Hector, you're going to tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you from the Peoria area? Or?
I am proudly from Peoria now. You know, I meet so many people that say, oh, yeah, I'm from Peoria. And I'm like, well, I've lived here longer than I have lived anywhere else. So I originally was born in Chicago Heights, which is about 30 miles south of Chicago. And I came to attend Bradley University without ever seeing or visiting it. And then I stayed. I thought I would just stay a couple years, and I graduated radio and TV. Went to work for WEEK. That was my job before I even graduated. So I thought, well, I'll stay here a couple years, and you know, maybe then go to the big market in Chicago and back where family and relatives live. And that was in 1987 that I graduated. So you can do the math now.
So, family for you?
I'm a single person. I'm father and uncle to many kids, nieces and nephews, and my friends' kids, and that keeps me pretty busy. And, of course, Make-A-Wish, and all my kids through Make-A-Wish.
So, if somebody wants to volunteer, who would they talk to?
I think they should talk to Janet. So how about Janet say something here?
Volunteering is really easy, but it is a unique volunteer assignment. So to get started, and all the things we're talking about, one of the great things about Make-A-Wish is we have a lot of really good information that people can go to our website at wishes.org, and there's a section, volunteering, and you can find out how to, you can request an application. There's an application process. There's a background check since we work with children. And then depending on the specialized type of volunteer you want to be, if you want to be a wish granter like Hector or you want to be a general volunteer, there's some training that you do online and in person. So we're always looking for new wish granters. Wish granters, especially we have a growing need for wish granters that are bilingual in Spanish, but we also need just wish granters that would find this a unique and interesting volunteer assignment, and we do trainings periodically throughout the year. So I know we have one coming up in October in the central Illinois area for people that are interested. So the other thing about Make-A-Wish is great is as a not-for-profit, people want to know when they give their money through attending the 5K for Wishes or other events that we have that their dollars are being used wisely. And we are very, very volunteer-driven. We have 1,400 volunteers in Illinois. Mm. And so, you know, here in the Peoria field office, we have one staff, myself, and we have some staff at our main office in Chicago and one staff in Springfield. But we really rely on the volunteers and the wish granters that Hector was talking about. They're really the heart and soul of Make-A-Wish. They're the face of Make-A-Wish to the children when they go out and meet with them. They may never meet a staff person. But the other thing that that helps do when you're donating to Make-A-Wish, you can know that because of all our volunteer power, we're able to dedicate 80 cents of every dollar, at least 80 cents of every dollar, directly toward that wish cost. So that really keeps our administrative costs down. And donors want to know that when they're supporting a nonprofit or a charity.
So what are some of the most creative wishes?
Well, you know, the wishes, they're as unique as the children themselves, and the key to the wish experience is that the child is inspired by that wish. that they're able to focus on something other than their upcoming treatment or surgery. You know, I know you recently talked to the child life specialist from Children's Hospital in the program, you know, that kids are missing chances to go to birthday parties and just to be a kid. And so capturing their imagination, Hector mentioned a kid, you know, wishing for $1 million. And so the wish granters would work and say, well, if you had $1 million, you know, what would you do? And so then the boy, the example that he's giving, the child started listing, well, I would get this for myself, I would get this for my brother, this for my mom. And, you know, so what they were able to turn that into was a shopping spree. It really didn't add up to $1 million, but they were able to capture the heart and the essence of his wish. So, Stacy, the wishes kind of fall into four different types. So to go, and you'll hear a lot about Disney World is the most popular type of wish by far, but even those wishes are unique within them. Kids will want to get slimed while they're there at Nickelodeon, or they'll want to meet Cinderella or have a Pirates of the Caribbean kind of aspect to their wish, just all different things that they can experience. But there are unique travel wishes. There's a child going to Spain. There's a girl who wished to go on a cruise. You know, they're really, those are the kinds of types of travel wishes. And then to meet celebrity wishes, some of the celebrities, ESPN has a great series that they do in partnership with us nationally called My Wish that focuses on sports wishes, wishes to meet sports celebrities, which is really, really moving. But sometimes they're more celebrities that we might not see on the entertainment programs, maybe an author that captured the child's imagination they really want to meet, or somebody, some fashion designers that were kind of up and coming. We had a girl who wanted to meet Kate Spade and actually inspired Kate to design a handbag that she worked with the girl, and then, you know, that became something that benefited Make-A-Wish. I mean, it's just the ripple effects of a great wish. So to meet, to go, to have, and to be a policeman. And I think, Stacy, I told the story about the boy that wished to work in a pickle factory mm-hmm. for a day. And, you know, would the parents have said, wish to work in a pickle factory? But that captured his imagination. He loved pickle pops. You know, he used to save the juice and freeze it and make pickle pop. I mean, he was loved pickles for whatever reason. And so that pickle factory that was involved in granting his wish really got involved.
There was a superhero wish request that was really great. The kid had a costume that was made for him, and the whole city came together to the mayor granted the superhero child the key to the city, and then they actually called a phone, and then he answered, and they said they needed you because somebody was trapped on the railroad tracks, and they posed this setting where, you know, a woman, a damsel in distress, and he saved her life, and it was just great. They really did a wonderful job, and of course his picture was in the paper as the superhero, and so he had a really great wish. Going back to some of the other interesting wishes, Janet mentioned celebrities. I have one child that's trying to meet a famous soccer player, and more famous. I'm not that familiar with soccer, and so it turns out he's like one of the most famous soccer players, Messi, and he plays in Spain, Barcelona, but he's from Brazil, and so he is trying to make a wish over in Spain, is working with Make-A-Wish in the U.S. to try to make this wish come true. So that's going to be very exciting. We're all keeping our fingers crossed, and we've offered the child a chance to take his alternate wish because it's taken a while to get this coordinated, but he's determined to wait and be patient. He really wants to meet this guy. So he loves soccer and he loves this guy, and if you go into his room and if you have a good hour, he'll show you all his soccer jerseys and all the pictures of Messi all over his wall and everything. He's a great kid. But I had a kid that also wanted a helicopter ride over a Hawaii volcano or Hawaiian volcano, and that was pretty interesting, very exciting. And what's nice is Make-A-Wish takes care of everything for the whole family, because it's important that people understand that it's not just the child that's going through this condition that he has or she has, but the whole family, you know, is part of it. There couldn't be a better example than my first wish kid. The whole family came to the table when I met with the child, and they were all so attentive, and they they all were very well aware of their brother's condition and what he's gone through, and they all wanted to be supportive in whatever he wanted to do. They didn't try to influence him on his wish or what it was going to be, that something that they wanted. They wanted to make sure that, you know, he was going to get his wish. And then they all enjoyed and appreciated the wish, because it was a travel wish. And it was really heartwarming because it was something that his best friend did with his family. And he so much loved his best friend that he wanted to do the same thing, to share that experience. His best friend went with his family. So he went with his family to a vacation cruise where he was able to swim with dolphins. And they all wrote us letters and painted us pictures and colored pictures, and it was so great.
I would think as a wish granter that one of the challenges is to work within their abilities, I guess, because they're dealing with the illnesses.
That's a good point, Tim. Once the child chooses a wish, and even when they're referred to us, the first step, if a parent calls to refer a child to make a wish, or a child life specialist or a physician, The first step is that their condition needs to be determined life-threatening by the physician. It needs to be approved in that way. Then after they make their wish, they make their first wish and they have a backup wish, the physician needs to approve that as suitable for the child given their condition. Or sometimes they might say, yes, you can go, but you need to wait until after this treatment or after the surgery, or you need to wait until this happens, you know, medically. So we do work closely, and that's why our referral sources around the state, Children's Hospital being an incredible referral source for a lot of the kids outside of Chicago area, but also many other organizations, Cystic Fibrosis Organization, a lot of the other illness organizations, they work with us to bring referrals so that we can, reach those children.
Hector, if you would, tell us a little bit about the 5K for Wishes.
Sure, Tim. Second annual 5K for Wishes is coming up Saturday, August 20th at the Shops at Grand Prairie. People can register online. They can go to the wishes.org website, click on events, and then click on the date, August 20th. They're going to see a list of different events happening that date, but they'll see the Peoria 5K for Wishes. So they can register through that website, Wishes, or the Illinois Valley Striders website, which is ivs.org. They can also mail the deadline or the registration form, but the deadline's August 15th. So probably the best bet is to do it online if they can, or they can register the day of the event, Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
Okay.
And there are three different events happening, so we want to make sure that everyone knows that there's a family fun event for kids, a 200-meter dash, and then there's a walk run, a one-mile walk run, and there's also a 5K walk run. So for those who don't want to run but want to lace up some shoes and help make a wish, they can just walk if they like, or if they're really interested in running the course around the Shops of Grand Prairie, and I did it last year. It's a lot of fun. They can register to run.
We'll put all of those links on our website so people can just visit our website, go to peoriaarea.com, and just go to the page on Make-A-Wish. So where is the event taking place again?
The event is at the Shops of Grand Prairie, and we do hope to have a bigger and better event this year. Also, we're hoping to raise a certain amount of money because every wish does have an average cost to it. So I'm going to let Janet talk a little bit about that.
One thing that's really great about this event, this is a completely volunteer-organized event. So, in fact, the chair of the event, Shelley Bryant, I want to make sure to recognize her. She is on our regional council. She's a volunteer, and she herself is a wish parent. Her son, Logan, had a wish several years ago. He's a big baseball fan, and he had a baseball-themed wish. And he and his sister ran last year in the Kids Dash, and I know they've themselves been out doing popcorn sales for Make-A-Wish, but it's a really means a lot to us when our wish families get involved as well, so we're hoping to see a lot of wish families there. So the event, totally made possible by volunteers, and then some sponsors, including OSF, St. Francis Medical Center, and the Shops at Grand Prairie has been fantastic, PJ Hare and others.
What's the date on that again?
And it's Saturday, August 20th.
We talked with Child Life back a couple weeks ago. Yeah. We love Child Life. How do you find out, besides Child Life, about children that are in need of Make-A-Wish?
Right. Well, that's the great thing that a lot of people don't know, and that's why we're trying to get out. So anyone listening, this is your elevator speech. Parents or children can refer children to the Make-A-Wish Foundation themselves. They don't need to be nominated. Some people think like it's being nominated or that we only pick certain kids. It's really based on eligibility between the ages of 2.5 and before their 18th birthday with a life-threatening medical condition at the time of referral. So they can call parents or children themselves, a physician, any medical practitioner that's involved with the medical social well-being of the child, and they can call. We have an 800 number, too, that will go for the Illinois chapter to refer a child, which is 800-978-9474. Or they can go to wishes.org and get more information about making a referral. So we know every year in Illinois that there are 1,085 kids that are newly diagnosed each year with a life-threatening medical condition. And right now, this year, we're going to grant 765 wishes. So we know we could be reaching more. We don't have a waiting list. Sometimes families will tell us, well, I didn't think my child, I thought this child was more ill, that I didn't want to take a wish away. That's why we have our volunteers at the ready. If we get our many referrals in, they're ready to go out and take on those wishes. There's not, one kid coming before the other. Some kids we have require quick wish delivery, but the average time for a wish is about 6 to 12 months after they're referred and approved and they've determined their wish and the wish is approved. So we really would like to reach every eligible child, and that's the vision of the foundation.
And what's the average cost of the wish again?
As Hector mentioned, the goal for 5K for Wishes is to raise $5,000. The average cost of a wish is a little more than $5,000. It ranges depending on the type of wish. We get a lot of in-kind donations. People donate their air miles. People will donate luggage, other items towards the wish. But the average cost ends up being a little bit more than $5,000.
So say a company wanted to sponsor a wish or a child.
Right.
How do they go about doing that?
That's a great question. So we have an Adopt-A-Wish program. So for companies, in fact, we had an area group at Caterpillar. They recently did a whole week or 2 weeks of employee activities, and they raised enough to adopt the wish of a child, and we were able to present them with the story of an area child about her wish, and in this instance they got to meet the child. That can't always happen due to a variety of circumstances. So whether it's a company or an organization or an individual that does that, and we really were completely reliant on donations from corporations or volunteers.
They're not concerned about the background of a child or the family, which is really great, you know, whether there's insurance or there's money or health insurance or anything. So that is not a concern of Make-A-Wish. The only concern they have is enriching the child's life, making them happy, giving them hope, and fulfilling that wish.
We had a physician that worked with Make-A-Wish Foundation. He said, physicians provide the medicine, Make-A-Wish provides the magic. And so in a way that no other therapy can. And so that's really what we're about.
We're here with Janet Glavin and Hector Martinez with Make-A-Wish Foundation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this week's In the Neighborhood with your hosts, Tim Johnson and Stacy Borjo. You can find out more about the show and listen to previous shows at PeoriaArea.com. Discover who's appearing on future shows and leave questions for future guests at PeoriaArea.com. Join us next week to find out what's happening around the Peoria area as Tim and Stacy talk to those who are making it happen in the neighborhood.
Hi, this is Tim Johnson of Traders Realty. I know that moving is an emotional experience. Meet my client, Mary Brownfield.
I was a realtor for over 40 years. I began referring to Tim Johnson several years ago because I realized he was a true professional. It didn't matter if they were first-time home buyers or if they were on the way up. He treated them all the same. Wasn't just a realtor to sell them a home. It was a friend later, and they talked good about him. kind and honest.
I don't want to go on too much because you might think I'm his mother.
It's more than a transaction. It's your story.
Tim Johnson, realtor with Traders Realty, will tell your home story. Tim is a professional, does his homework, and will impress you with his attention to detail and work ethic. Bottom line, he'll help you sell or buy a home quickly and hassle-free. Call Tim today and start to move your story beyond expectation and into action. Tim Johnson, realtor with Traders Realty. Find out more at timjohnsonrealtor.com.